I'm Red Scott.
I'm Katie Kirsten.
And this is Pilot Fight, the search for the next great TV show. We are coming to you on our podcast to discuss television in these United States, and specifically for our first episodes, in fall of 2016.
A beautiful time.
We have watched a lot of television between us. Would you say that's true?
It's so true. It's ridiculous.
And the thing is, we're just not seeing enough of it. It's the golden age of television. There were 47 new shows launched the fall of 2016, including streaming and on television. And I kept finding that I was unaware of shows until they were already canceled.
Absolutely. I'm still finding out about shows that I don't even know if the 47 number that you have counts these guys that are still coming out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So like Firefly is a classic example, a great show that I liked the first season of, didn't know about it until 2 years later. Gallivant last year was a great musical TV show that I only found out about after it had been canceled. And we are going to fix this with our show.
We are. We're going to resolve this problem for everybody out there. We're going to bring the gold back to the golden age of television.
So what is this show? This is, we are taking 16 shows from the fall of 2016, and ultimately there'll be one winner.
The champion.
The best show that is on in fall of 2016. Without qualification, universally the best. And we're hoping this will, throughout this process, that'll surface some shows, many shows that you never would have heard about.
Absolutely. I'd love to know some new shows, and I want to share the good ones that are slipping between the cracks.
And we're going to use a bracket format. So we're going to do a head-to-head competition every week between two of these shows, and then ultimately go through several rounds until we get to the best show. And next question I have on my list is, how is this show, Katie?
How is this show, Red?
It is a podcast. That's how you get it. You subscribe to this feed, and you will ultimately know about when we have episodes coming out, and you will get this knowledge and witness this great battle that we are fighting.
It goes straight into your ears. The nice thing about this format is that you don't need to watch it, unlike all the television shows we are talking about.
Right. So you can listen to this while you're driving and also watching one of these television shows on your dashboard console.
It's so safe.
The safest. And the last thing we need to do is, so we are going to pick the first 8 shows of our 16 in this episode. We actually don't know what each other's choices are, except for the first one. But you might wonder, what are we going to do with the other 8 shows? Well, we're going to have the audience pick that at a later date. Stay subscribed, keep listening to know how you can help us pick the shows that we have not. And with that, Katie.
Yes, Red.
Are you ready to choose your representative shows for the fall 2016 season?
I am prepared.
Overly prepared. It sounds like, are you going to be running all of this podcast as a Hillary Clinton speech?
Yes, I will. I shimmy between everything I say.
Excellent.
It is delightful, I might add.
All right, I feel like I should like flip a coin to decide who goes first. I hadn't planned this. I hope I have a coin. I do. All right, heads or tails?
I pick tails, please.
All right. And it is tails. Katie, do you choose to pick first or defer?
I will defer. I would like you to actually start this process. We probably could have just gone there without any coin flipping.
But it was a dramatic thing.
It was like a peak of the show.
If we had better production, I'd have like a perfect flipping sound, and then the slap of hand as it hit it. It'd be great.
Nice. You should spend some time foleying this when we're done.
No. No?
Not at all.
First,
not going to happen.
The first show that I very much want to watch, my first pick of my half of the 8 that we are picking today, is Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
I wish you could have picked a show with a longer title.
It was the longest one that I could find this season. And so Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, the reason it's my top pick is it is something that I had not heard about at all until I started investigating these fall shows, but it is based on the Douglas Adams books of the same name, which came out in the 80s. And I am a huge Douglas Adams fan. And I will say it may not bode great for this television show, but none of the adaptations of The Hitchhiker's Guide have been particularly great. And I'm still pining for that great adaptation of his work. And so that is my first pick. That is what I'm going with. And now
I can't wait to see it. You said this was on BBC or no? Did you say that?
I did not say it. It is on BBC America. So this show will be shown in BBC America in the United States. And well, in America, I don't know where they draw that boundary. That's up to them.
And then
internationally, it is being shown on Netflix.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Yes. Easy to find.
Yes.
Great.
And Katie, your first choice.
Yes. Red, let me tell you. My first choice for this battle, which I'm very excited about, is Fleabag, which can be seen on Amazon. And also, I like the fact that we're sort of going UK v. UK.
It is interesting. So that
for our first battle.
Yeah, it's something that I'd imagined we would mostly stick to American shows, but then I considered like the streaming companies like Amazon and Netflix to be, you know, American, to fall under that umbrella.
Right, absolutely.
But they're definitely straddling that that situation. I've never read the Dirk Gently books, so I'm not sure if those are as British as the television show. The television show stars Elijah Wood.
Right.
So he's less British.
He is less British.
So tell
correct.
Me, why did
he's
you...
more Hobbit, what drew less you, British.
What drew you to Fleabag?
Well, I think basically the fact that this show was picked up based on a woman, mm-hmm. the writer, which I'll get into her later, but she did a one-woman show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival a couple years ago, I think 2013, and this was the show that came out of that one-woman show.
Oh, wow.
And I just love that happened. So I can't wait to see it.
So wait, you were present for that show or you just read
I wasn't. It? I wish okay. I had been. I was actually in Edinburgh a couple years prior to that.
Right.
But I don't know if you've experienced it. It's a madhouse. The entire city is taken over with theater. So the fact that this made enough of a splash to make it out of Edinburgh to start with and then to be picked up as a show like this is just so incredible to me. I'm very very much looking forward to seeing what she does with it.
Awesome. And moving on to my next pick, second number round, I'm choosing Atlanta by Donald Glover. Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Donald
Glover. Yes.
and here's the thing. So Atlanta, I don't know what kind of tone this show is. I just love Donald Glover. The man's amazing. He's, I remember I watched some of his sketch shows mm-hmm. so that he put online before he had done anything. Weirdly, he was in a sketch group with Bobby Moynihan and another very notable person whose name I'm blanking. I think DC Pearson was in that sketch group as well.
Interesting.
So this is, and that they were one of the first sketch groups on YouTube that was actually good. The reason there's so much obnoxious sketch on YouTube now by UCB groups is because these mm-hmm. guys were all successful.
And
so Donald Glover was a writer on 30 Rock. And actually, as I'm saying that, I'm realizing that pronouncing that way is actually a 30 Rock joke.
Is it?
In the later seasons, they're complaining about their show not doing well. And somebody else won an Emmy. And they're like, who's Donald Glover? Who had actually been an early... He wrote on the first two seasons, I think, before getting cast in Community as Troy. So I like all of his acting and comedic work. I think I think this is a more serious turn, but I'm very excited to see this show. I have not, so I'm looking forward to it, and that is my pick.
Great. I have to say I'm excited that you picked that because being in LA, we just get inundated with, you know, signs.
Right.
There's just billboards and bus signs and, you know, all that stuff. And I have been driving around for the last few weeks seeing Atlanta signs all over town with the three guys with peaches in their mouths. So I'm curious to see what the tone of the show is as well. But I'm thrilled that you picked it.
Yeah, I am a little bit, I will say, I'm a little concerned because something that's been is, I think Donald Glover clearly is a genius and he sees himself as more than just a comedic actor. Certainly mm-hmm. his music career speaks to that, which mm-hmm. which I am less involved in. But I am a little worried that he might, you know, take himself too seriously and sort of crash and burn. But I really do want to watch that show.
Well, I will be happy either way.
So what is your next pick?
My second pick, to actually kind of stick with the girl power theme of my first pick, is Pitch, which is currently airing on Fox.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm not a sports person. I do love my hockey.
Right.
But other than that, I just don't really get into sports. However, I think maybe because I grew up in Cleveland and Chicago, I have a soft spot for baseball because it's just so pathetic up until like this year, right? It's just been a downer my entire life. Right. So I have a soft spot for baseball movies. And so this show, you know, introduces a woman in Major League Baseball, and I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
That is a show I like. Somehow that advertisement had gotten through to me at one point. So I believe it's an African American woman.
Yes.
Yeah. So playing professional baseball, and that's all I know. And the trailer looked amazing, and I was like, I have to see that show. And then I have the attention span of a flea, and then I'd forgotten it existed entirely. So
right.
I'm really glad that you picked that one. That show looks really fascinating.
Great. I hope it's good.
I hope it's good. that's one that I am pulling for very strongly, but I'm also concerned that it might not work out.
I'm always worried about that, but since baseball fails so often, really it'll just feel like part of my life.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. Mm-hmm. All right, so my next pick is, I think I'm gonna have to go with The Good Place.
Ah.
And now this one's a little bit different from all of the other ones we've talked about, and then this is a show I have actually seen and mm-hmm. am up to date on, which we will. Of course, disclose if that is the case.
Absolutely.
So The Good Place is a Mike Schur comedy. So Mike Schur originally, I'd have to double check this, but I think he started on The Office, and he has since created Parks and Rec and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which are two of my
absolute favorite network comedies. I think mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is excellent. They're in their third season. That's a show that you should check out if you have not. I think it's the best comedy on network television right now.
And an amazing use of an actual ensemble with half women.
So that is a commonality among Mike Schur shows, and I don't know if that's his doing or just somebody he hires pushes for that. But you know, Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and The Good Place all have very, very, very strong ensemble casts. Very,
yes.
Very unique and different characters who all bring something excellent to the show. They all sound less like one person's voice coming out of different people.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
So I'm very excited about The Good Place.
Fantastic.
And what is your third pick, Katie Kirsten?
My third pick, going head-to-head with The Good Place, is going to be Chance, actually, which I feel like is a really weird pairing for that. they couldn't be more opposite, I think, in tone. But Hugh Laurie stars in it as a doctor, because I think that Hugh Laurie missed out on being an actual doctor in life and thus must only play doctors forever.
There is a thing.
No, please.
There's just a thing among British actors. I heard Ben Kingsley say this in an interview, and it explains so much, where he said in America, like, these star actors have such an, like, they try and create a brand about what they will and won't do. He's like, in the UK, actors are like plumbers. You call them, and if they are available and you will pay their rates, they will show up. And
that's,
I feel like,
amazing.
Ever since then, I've just been much more forgiving of British actors just being in absolutely anything. But I do feel like Hugh Laurie, I mean, at this point, like, you don't need the money, is it? Do you really need to play a doctor again?
I really think maybe he just feels like his job is to help people. And since he's not going to put in the time at school, this is as close as he can get. I'm excited. Also, his last doctor role was another single word title. He just has a thing because he was in House forever.
So House was maybe somewhat, I'm surprised how many people hadn't come across this, but was famously a riff on Sherlock Holmes.
Right, exactly.
Which is why it's called House Holmes. Do you think Chance...
And why he lived at 221 whatever street
right,
in that show. Yeah,
221 Baker Street.
Yeah. So I don't know, was he on Baker Street in House?
And maybe not. It might have been an apartment 221B or something like that.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I was going to say, does Chance correlate with some other show that I'm not missing out?
Oh,
is it an
right.
obvious rip on something else? Just you mentioning that it's a single word title made me wonder, is there like some famous show called like Randomness that I'm missing? Written by a 16th century opium addict that I'm unaware of.
Once I get to doing some research to cover that show, that episode, I hope to find that out. I hope to uncover that. I'd be just as happy to find out that this was a show based off of a show called House.
Yes.
So yeah. It all works for me. Anything that comes back to Sherlock Holmes in some way, I'm happy with.
Yes, for sure. I'm down to my last pick. And honestly, I thought we have had less overlap than I would have expected. Like, I thought you would pick some more of the ones that I had picked and it would give me more leeway. This last pick is feeling like very, very crucial right now.
Interesting. All right. I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous for me because I haven't seen any of these shows. So there's actually, do you want to, since it's our last pick, do you want to like maybe talk out what some of our options are at this point? Or is that...
Sure. Let's.
So like of shows, here's what I'm fighting between.
Okay.
I've got three shows that I'm really, really considering all of them. So okay. there is One Mississippi, which is a show featuring Tig Notaro. And that is, again, that is talent driven. I love Tig Notaro. Yep. If you haven't heard her stand up set live, that's a recorded album where she announces to an unsuspecting audience that she has cancer and talks about that for 30 minutes. It's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Correct.
And I believe that this show is actually based on that stand-up set.
Which, right. Yes, I think it kind of spun out of that for sure.
Yeah. So, I suppose actually the life events that it's based on, not just that
right.
performance.
Right, yes, not...
And so Tig Notaro is one of my absolute favorite people whose career I am 100% interested in following. And so I'm interested in that. My hesitation is that Tig strikes me like voice of a generation, comedic talent. I am uncertain how well that's going to translate into a sitcom. A lot of times it's difficult to figure out the best platform for that. And so I feel like this pick's very... it's very hard to give her that right now when I'm a little bit uncertain how it's going to go.
Right.
So I also have The Crown, which okay. literally just looks very well produced. It's about a queen. I forget which queen. I mean, honestly, I watched it and it seemed like that seems like the kind of thing I should be aware of. I honestly, personally, am less... I feel like it's the type of show that you would have to watch the pilot to figure out if it's the type of show that you want to watch. It's a period drama. It looks very well produced. But I've already got that satiated by Game of Thrones and Wolf Hall, Wolf Hall is in the Tudor era and is very well done, British show.
Interesting.
So I guess I'm going to say right now, well, let me, my third one.
Yes.
I'm considering is Insecure, which
okay
have you not heard of this?
No,
you haven't heard of Insecure. So,
I mean, I've heard of Insecure in my mind nonstop.
So, Insecure is a show that I picked based on the buzz. It's one of those shows that critics who I follow cannot stop mentioning as possibly one of the best shows of the season. And being a show that's trying to choose the best shows of the season, I felt obligated. I watched the trailer, a very well-produced HBO comedy. She's charming as all get up in that show.
Oh, yes. I have seen some ads. I'm sorry.
And
yes.
Yes. And it stars the Issa Rae in a sort of breakout role. I am not familiar with her work up to this point, but it seems like it would be a good show. And so here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this is not a show for guilt picks. I'm not picking The Crown just because I feel like I should. That's off my map.
That's fair.
And again, I think that could be an excellent show, but that's not what my last pick is going to be for. So it becomes between One Mississippi and Insecure. And having not seen them both, I think I'm going to have to go with Insecure.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because like 60-40, I just think... I think it looks like a better show based on the information that I have at this point.
Well, then that's the only thing you need to know.
So are you more or less undecided than I was with your last pick?
No, I feel like I'm wildly undecided. I mean, I had such a long list to begin with, and narrowing them down was difficult. I will say it's interesting to me that our one crossover of the discussion so far was The Crown.
So I have to, that matches perfectly with what I read. I think I was looking at a list on Vox of new shows, and the line that they had for that, this seems like the type of show that is going to win all of the Emmys for better or for worse. And it's like nobody's excited about the show, but everybody's like, it feels like a well-produced hour of television, which is
right.
Not
like this is going to be amazing.
Right.
Whether or not we want, we don't need it. Nobody needs it to happen, but here it is.
Yeah. It's like people like costumes, right? That's what we're getting from.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, my notes are literally The Crown, Netflix, royalty, fancy. Those were my notes for why I wanted to watch this.
You sound very passionate.
I feel passionate. I also don't like to use more than one word to ever make a note on something.
What are the other contenders for this last?
Just a couple of my other contenders that I don't think I'm going to go with. I was thinking about doing Frequency,
okay,
which is going to be a CW show. I don't actually know that many CW shows, so I don't know what their quality is typically like.
I'd say it's... this is something that I, because there's a lot of bad sci-fi shows that I put up with, and I feel like you have to accept that they're going to be able to do some things well and some things not so well. You know,
yes.
I
accept that.
Right. You're not going to get a network level of polish, but there's some real gems there. So Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is a previous season show, is a wonderful comedy, and there's some things about it that are awkward. Like there's no other way to put it, but I think like if this were Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's first season, I'd think that would be something that's the type of show that I would love to catch. That it doesn't
Absolutely.
Have a big advertising budget, it's doing something very unique, but
right.
Like the theme song's bad, and the choice to be an hour long I think was a mistake for their format, and you know, like there's just a couple things that are feel like they sort of slip through the cracks that a more high dime organization would not have.
Right. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, despite the theme song. Agreed. but what really drew me to Frequency was that I loved the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously had problems because it has time travel, and all things with time travel have problems.
Sure, certainly.
But I did like it a lot. And then the other one I was kind of thinking about maybe... which I have watched a bit of, so this wouldn't have been brand new to me, is Son of Zorn.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea if that's going to be funny or the worst show on television from the previews.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Okay.
But it's not... It's just not going to be one of my picks. There's a lot of things that I enjoy about it. But what I, the reason I'm picking something else entirely is because we are in the era of rehashing things.
Yeah.
Everything is getting revisited, including frequency, which I just mentioned. But like,
sure,
you know, we all have a soft spot for something that was happening in the past, and they just keep dredging this up. And this season, we are treated to both Lethal Weapon and MacGyver being brought back. Right? And so I would like to actually go with Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
As my fourth pick for a show, just because it's, you know, it's interesting, of course, transitioning from a movie to a television show. And I was a huge fan of the original movie. And I just want to see kind of what they do with it.
Right.
And if it can live currently, or if it's just like, oh, good God, let this go already.
Yeah, okay. I think that's an excellent pick. And who stars in Lethal Weapon? It's like one of the Wayans, Damon Wayans, right?
If yes. I'm correct.
And then
Damon Wayans, and then some guy.
Some guy. It's always, yeah. Oh.
Well, I mean, once you put a Wayans in something, you can't overcast him, right? Like,
no.
He's got to be the star.
Obviously. Damon Wayans. So that fills out our 8 episodes. And so before, I'm going to list all these for you. So like I said, we're going to cover 16 shows. If you keep listening, we're going to, in a few weeks, once we're getting closer to having gone through all the episodes to cover these in the first round, we're going to have an audience vote to pick the shows that they want us to cover that they think we're ignoring or that they're fans of and just want us to know about. And so if your favorite show's not on this list, keep listening and we'll let you know how to engage. You can either subscribe, you can look us up on Twitter at @PilotFight. I'll say that again at the end. But here are the 8 shows we're going to cover in our first 4 episodes. So the format is head to head. So we're comparing just 2 shows, and especially in these first 4 episodes, one of Katie's picks and one of my picks. We're going through both of the episodes and making a determination at the end of the episode which one gets to move on to the second round. It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely.
So,
the winner.
The list. Number 1, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Number 2, Fleabag. Number 3, Atlanta with Donald Glover. Donald Glover, the TV show. Number 4, Pitch, a sports show.
Jock rock all day. I'm just going to listen to it from now on.
Number 5, The Good Place, which is a great show. Number 6, Chance.
Yes.
Number 7, Insecure. And number 8, Lethal Weapon.
What a weird combination that last one is.
I like it. I like that I chose Insecure and you chose Lethal Weapon. I don't know why that feels like against character somehow.
And we both picked those over The Crown.
And can I ask you, if I had let The Good Place fall, would you have picked it up?
I think I would have had to. I am so in love with The Good Place.
I had not anticipated the politics of having us alternate picks and knowing that each other liked The Good Place.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, I felt like The Good Place needed to be, because like yourself, I have been watching it. I love it. And I feel like it's just not getting talked about enough.
Right.
At all.
Right. As Mike Schur comedies are wont to do.
Right. So anyway, I'm thrilled that you picked it, but I would have.
Okay. And so that is our selection show. The next show you will listen to us talking about Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency versus Fleabag. There can be only one. And you can follow us on Twitter at @PilotFight. As we mentioned, you can subscribe to the show, get all the updates. If you enjoy the show, please review us on iTunes. Currently, I'm guessing we have 0 because I haven't submitted it to iTunes yet.
You could be the first.
And that is a huge way to help out the show and make sure that we keep going. You can follow Katie on Twitter at @WitLikeAGirl, and you can follow me on Twitter at @Red_Scott. And we will see you next episode.
See you then.